The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
your... Hey,
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethro Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethro Show, tonight.
Hey there, Dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertaining,
mercantile, perk and whimsical. This is what we call Jethro Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Hello there, everyone. This is the Jethro Silverwing Show for Tuesday, May 12th, 2009. And I got to change our background music. I put on the one from last week with our hot tub bubbling. We are not in the hot tub this week. Although we could be, I suppose. Let's see here. Show regular. No, not the hot tub one. Well, come on. Well, there it is. Alright, now we can switch that. There we go, that's better. Now we're not all churning and bubbling and stuff. Alright, well, with me as always, my love, my main squeeze, the girl downstairs, Eloquent Jenna!
Hail and greetings.
How's it going, Eloquent?
Good.
You were just telling me before we came on the air that
you did the impossible.
Or at least the highly improbable.
Well, and that is...
You stumped Brenlo.
That's not hard.
Well, so what it is, I guess, Brenlo has ripped off Delamon and is starting to do a Stump the Brenlo.
During their podcast. And Sony SOE Podcast 62 is now out.
And how did you stump Brenlo?
Well, I asked him to name the two groups that rode through Nariak Forest to the city of Nariak and blew up the French Quarter, thus sealing off the city of Nariak for over 500 years. And he couldn't do it. And you know what two groups that is, don't you?
Well, it was Kenthacore's Rangers.
Dun, 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 dun.
And the Leatherfoots. The Halflings.
Leatherfoot Elites, yeah. And Halfling, and I figured he'd get it because he's a Halfling bard. You know, Bixie Drop Bopper type guy. And
No. So
I gave him a real easy one after that.
Mm-hmm.
Told him to name the tavern in the Balbashire.
Well, that's easy.
And that is?
It's the Fool's Gold.
No, in the Babelshire, not...
Oh, the Babelshire. I'm sorry. I thought
Babel,
you said...
Babel.
Sorry, I hear Babelshire and I think, you know, Rivervale. Actually, I don't know. I don't think I've ever actually been into it.
I went and did an interview there.
Yeah, but I don't remember what it is.
The Deep Mug Tavern.
Ah, Deep Mug.
So.
Pay me another pint.
There you go. So anyway, you can go to station.sony.com/podcasts. And you can go listen to podcast number 62.
Mm-hmm.
So... Yeah,
there's nothing like an ale to tide you over till the next one.
There you go. Now you remember. We have a new word for the day.
A new word? What is our new word?
Smerm. S-M-E-R-M.
Do I even want to know what this is?
Well, that's what Delamon says. It's Senior Management Expectation Re-Evaluation Meeting. Smerm.
Huh?
Smerm? So does that mean Delmon's been smirmed?
Smirmed. Oh, brother.
So. Now what?
Well, that's it for the show, ladies and gentlemen. Today, the word of the day is smirm, and that just killed it right there.
I blame Delmon.
We have to blame Delmon. You know why we have to blame Delmon?
Why?
Because it's his birthday.
Really?
Tomorrow, I believe. So,
you think so?
So we're going to have the birthday trolls for Delmon, and we're going to go ahead and play the long birthday song just for the Delmon, who was apparently tied up at work today and could
wait
not
minute,
have eaten Tuesday. What?
Wait a minute. Yeah, he's starting to smell like a birthday boy.
Birthday trolls!
Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Well, it's time to celebrate your birthday. Well, it happens every year. We eat a lot of cheese and drink a lot of beer. You should be good and happy that there's something you can eat. A million people every day, you're starving in the street. Your daddy's in the gutter with a wretched and a poor. Your mama's in the kitchen with a can of Cycle 4. There's garbage in the water, poison in the sky. And guess what, we'll be long before we're all gonna die.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Well, what's the matter, little friend? Think this party is the pit? Enjoy it while you can, or soon be blown to bit. The monkeys in the Pentagon are gonna cook our goose. Their fingers on the button, all they need is an excuse. It doesn't take a military genius to see we'll all be crispy critters after World War III. There's nowhere you can run to, nowhere you can hide. When they drop the big ones, we'll all get fried.
Come on, boys and girls, sing along, okay?
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday!
Well, there's a beggar in the alley and he's looking for a fight.
There's a urinate on the corner buying everything in sight.
There's a mother in the ghetto with another mouth to feed.
Seems that everywhere you look today there's misery and greed.
I guess you know the earth is gonna crash into the sun.
But that's no reason why we shouldn't have a little fun.
So if you think it's scary,
and it's more than you can take,
then blow out all the candles and have a piece of cake.
Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday! Happy birthday to you!
Okay, we're back, and happy birthday to the Delmon. Right, hon?
Yep.
Oh, you're there. Okay.
I'm here. Where'd you expect me to be?
I don't know anything anymore. I used to know stuff.
You did?
Yeah, I used to. Not much anymore, though.
So you got the show notes I sent you?
Yeah, they're here somewhere. We have notes?
Well, some. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's see.
You know, I forgot to email myself my own notes, so you're gonna have to lead.
Here it is. Topics for tonight.
Ta-da!
Of course, today's the title of today's show is Tentacle Creatures with Fabulous Eyelashes. Of course, we were in Chalfas last night. Oh, God. Yeah, we were in Chalfas last night, and I thought things were kind of weird. You know, there's stuff floating around, and everything's looking, you know,
like big brown eyes and water.
Yeah, you know, things just looking kind of weird. And, you know, the first tentacle thing was okay, you know, except, you know, it you know, I think it got the women kind of horny. Yeah, big undulating tube coming in and out of a tight hole. There's something inherently sexual about that, and someone needs to be spanked, and quite possibly Elkman Jenna. And then we got to, what was that last one called? The Maximus something or other?
The Leviathan...
Maximus Leviathan, something like that.
Yeah.
And this thing just had huge, long eyelashes and one eye. And
beat you to death with its eyelashes.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. A Vertonga could take one of those eyelashes and use it as a lance. Yes, Boombay says it's Penis Maximus. Pretty much. Pretty much.
We didn't get him. He got us.
Oh, he beat the crap out of us.
There was Leviathan Maximus and the Lashes of Doom.
Lashes of Doom.
Yeah, we need to go back and get him. They need them for a epic update. So
who needs them?
Tabas.
Oh, the two that were with.
The two that was with. Yeah, well, that's their alts. I know them by different names, and I, you know.
Gotcha.
Anyway.
I gotcha.
They're gonna bring those up and spare the other ones they have. So anyway, yeah.
Alrighty.
So we need to go back and kick that thing's butt.
Yeah, we just, you know, need more people, I think.
Well, that was kind of late.
Yeah. Because it really kicked us hard.
We'll get it.
And continuously.
We're also down on our armor, so that didn't help either.
Yeah.
Those stupid globulars kept getting us.
Well, not me. I got there late.
You missed all the fun.
Because I had no idea where Chelthis was. I'd never been there. You know, then I saw it on the map, and I'm like, well, where the hell is it? I get to the point, and it's like, well, where along this gigantic statue is the entrance? So I get down there, then I had forgotten to put on my earring, you know, the fishbone earring. I had forgotten to activate that. So I had to go back up to the surface, where I probably get attacked. So I had to run around to avoid getting killed. And then I remembered to activate it before diving back in. Then I found it.
You have to admit, the entrance is really cool.
It's interesting. You know, it's a giant clam.
All these, yeah, but then all the little bubbles in the water, and it's just neat.
Yes.
I like it.
Just a giant clam. At least it didn't have a beard.
Oh, hon.
You know how Family Guy has, you know, the beard... What is it? The bearded clam or something like that is there, as their bar? We ought to make, like, the shaven clam. The shaven clam.
You don't even like seafood.
No, I don't. Well, like, very, very little seafood. I like non-fishy seafood, which is, you know, only pretty much leaves...
next to nothing.
Haddock.
You eat tuna.
Well, tuna, but I don't like light tuna. The light tuna tastes too fishy. Oh, we need to announce a ding here. The guild, the Silver Circle, has just hit level 80. I know a couple people in the Silver Circle, so congratulations, level 80 Silver Circle. So there we go. I gotta say, I've had an active, couple days.
You have?
I have. I have advanced more in my epic quest in the last 2 days than I did in the last year.
That's because you've been wanting to.
Well, not only that, I breached that hurdle, I mean, of getting the faction.
Yep, that's one of the hardest parts. And we whooped the Wampus.
Yep, we well, I didn't kick his ass. He kicked my ass. But when I got back, I got back just in time to see him go down.
We whooped the wampus.
Whooped the wampus. And, yeah. I was talking to Tamaril from the Kindred, because she was thinking about starting her. You know, she hasn't started hers yet. So I warned her ahead of time, make sure that you get that Reet faction maxed. Got to make sure you get Terran's Grasp faction maxed.
Mm-hmm.
And something that no one even told me about, you got to know Frogluck. No one told me I needed to know Frogluck.
I did too. I told you months ago, and you said, and I was like, okay, fine. Told you needed to do that Green Tome quest, pick up all the pages.
But at least it was easy.
I mean, I thought it was.
Went to the new ZAM site. I'm not exactly thrilled with the new ZAM site. They took a lot out for what they brought in, I think. But, you know, I found all the information I needed, though. And I found all the information on the, what was it, the Green Tome, something like that? Where you
yes.
had, for the Frogluck language, and had all the locations for the pages. So it was really easy. I just typed in the waypoints and went right to them. I had to kill a couple of mobs because they were standing on top of the pages, but other than that, it was real simple.
Yes, it's very easy.
But yeah, so I'm up to the point now where I have to collect 25 worm meats, which is actually a rare drop from the worms in the Skyfire area.
Yeah, but wait. Let's go back to the Frogluck's.
I'm not going to talk about what the hell's his name? Jerome.
Jerome, and he wanted peanut butter.
And peanut butter and jelly time.
And then he gave you Shorty.
I don't want Shorty. Shorty's annoying. Oh, there's Tamaril right in front of me. Hi there, Tam.
It's so funny. He's running around with Shorty, and I'm going, what's Shorty saying?
Shut up.
No, shut up. Oh, come on. He's so cute, huh? Come on. You like him? Give it a tell.
I couldn't get rid of him no matter what I did. I zoned, and Shorty was there.
No, you jumped off a cliff, and you landed, and he was still there.
I tried throwing him off a cliff. I gated to the guild hall. He was there.
I'm sorry. That is so funny.
Although I did figure out it would be real fitting, actually, I think we need to put Shorty and Nathan Ironforge in a room together.
Yeah, Shorty does have a lot of strange things he says. When he follows you around, it's too bad it's just not forever.
Glad it's not.
He finally gets tired of you not providing peanut butter for him, and he takes off. But it's funny, it was so funny you couldn't get rid of him last night.
Well, you know, it's kind of like, I don't know if you remember in EverQuest 1, they put a beggar at the Butcher Block docks. If you gave him a coin, he'd follow you. Of course, you know, he'd be like a level 13 pet at that point.
He'd fight for you, too. It didn't last very long, but he fought.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, honey.
But then he'd follow you around, you know, asking you for money.
Yeah, he does.
Which I thought was just kind of funny. But, God, last night, that friggin' Shorty...
I just about lost it when he zoned into the guild hall. He went, he's here!
Like, yeah! How do I get rid of this frog?
God.
Oh, because he wouldn't pay attention to it. He wouldn't talk to it. He wouldn't tell me what he was saying. He was annoyed. He said, I don't got time for this frog.
I ain't got time for this. I'm trying to do my quest.
So he's got froggy, little Shorty attached to him. Okay.
Anyway.
I had my fun.
All right. Oh, yes, and we need to congratulate Elquin Jenna on getting her mythical Eagle's Talon. Mythical Eagle's Talon. Let's give it a ding. Congratulations. Congratulations, baby.
Well, thank you, but thanks really goes out to Leonardo and For the People group.
For the People, by the People.
I mean, we took down VS in 3 tries. Mm-hmm. And then they went on to VP and dragged me with them, and they had the third instance. I mean, the third, they were into the third wing.
Hmm.
So.
And with any luck, I will have my Fabled, is Fabled, right? The first one?
Yes.
I will have the Fabled Eagles Talon by this weekend.
That would be good.
Yep, I got to collect 25 worm meat. Then the only hard thing, really, is we have to go into the Bixie Hive in Rivervale. And then it's just bunch of running around from there.
That's still not bad.
Probably not as bad as getting the faction.
Yep, the faction's the worst. I knew you were going to hate that.
I hate grinding. I just hate grinding.
I know.
Doing the same thing over and over and over again just pisses me off. That's why I stopped doing writs. I mean, I hate to admit that, knowing that my guildmates are all listening, but I don't do writs anymore because I'm so sick of them. Got to give us something different.
Well, sometimes you got to do what you got to do, and sometimes you got to do it. You know?
Hmm.
I don't mind it. I don't know. I guess that's the difference between you and I. I don't mind doing something until I max it out. I just don't think about what I have to, how much more I've got to do it. I just, okay, well, I've done it. Let's go do it again. And again. Again. And again.
You know, after, you know, when a rhino in Jarthus Waste looks up at you and goes, oh, God, not again. It's enough.
Well, that's why the Skyfire ones are better.
You know,
I don't like doing the rhino ones. Well, I get
my ass handed to me out there.
No, you won't. Not much longer, you won't.
Oh, that reminds me. How many shards do I have now? I have... Oh, wrong button. I have 18 shards, which means you can make me another piece.
Yeah, well, what do you want?
Let's see. I already have... Got? I've got the shoulders.
Uh-huh.
I've got the shoulders. Blah, blah, blah. What else do I have? I have the shoulders.
What's the name of the stuff?
I have the shoulders, I have the gloves. Oh, wait, it tells me right here. Okay, I have the shoulders and the gloves. That's it. The Marauder's Chain. How much is needed for the chest piece?
You only have Marauders?
Yeah, that's the tier one stuff.
How do you spell it? Link me one, because I never can spell Marauders right. M-A... where? Yeah, oh, R-A-U.
There you
go. Okay, you have what in the what? You have the gloves?
I have the gloves and the shoulders.
And so. The shoulders. Well, legs will cost you 5 void shards.
Oh, that's not bad.
We can get boots for you for 4 void shards. The chest will cost you 9.
Okay.
So whatever way you want to go, and then there's the headpiece, too.
Okay, so let's do the chest. Yeah, let me get my calculator out here.
He's got to count on his fingers and toes.
Okay, so the chest was how much? 9?
9.
And what else?
The legs are 5.
Okay, we can do that. And you have
the
something else?
The feet are 4.
Which ones?
The feet are 4.
Okay, so let's do the chest, the leggings, and the boots, and then I only have the headpiece left.
Yeah, and that would be 5 for the head.
Okay, and I can get that in a few days after I do some more of these solo... I am liking the solo Lava Storm runs. I mean, I know a lot of people, especially some of the higher-ups who do the raiding and stuff, think they're boring. But boring to someone else means to me, hey, I can do it. Because I'm not a raider. I don't enjoy raids. So, you know, I have what I have. And, you know, I can't buy my way into better gear anymore.
No, but you'll have to update eventually to what I've got. That's the next set.
Yeah. But, of course, you and Drelzna have been, you know, hitting the... The instances and stuff like that. And again, that's grinding to me.
Well, we'll just get it piece by piece. Save up the... After you get a full set of this Tier 1 shard, save up your shards till we have enough to do a complete Tier 2 set.
Okay, whatever.
Because you will get the bonuses by having more than one piece of the set. Okay?
Right, right.
So what am I doing first?
Let's go ahead and, let's go ahead and do the chess piece. Marauders, whatever it is. Getting the hiccups on live broadcast. No!
Okay.
Now, with my luck...
How many shards do you need for the first set? Well, okay, write this down. You need four for the boots. Five for the headpiece, so that's 9. Another 4 for gloves, so that's 13. 9 for the void for the chest, so 13 and 9. You're asking somebody that uses a calculator all the time. 22. 5 more for the legs, so that's 27. And then the shoulders are 11. What did I say? 27. So 38. Void shards for the first tier set.
Kate is saying 44.
For the first tier set?
I don't know. I don't have the things in front of me. If you say differently, then...
Should I get the calculator out? Well, you're saying lira to 44 to lira.
Okay,
what?
So
I miscalculated?
Okay, let's do this again. Chest, 9.
All right. Chest is 9.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Go on.
11 for the shoulders.
Uh-huh.
5 for the leggings. 4 for the gloves.
Yep.
5 for the helm.
Mm-hmm.
And another 4 for the boots.
That's 38, but that's also for the chain classes. Lira,
I said 38.
Yes, but... okay, so...
Might be different for...
Well, Sirius is saying that 44 is bought cost.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Anyway, go ahead. I've already opened up the trade thing.
Did you accept it?
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Okay. Yeah, because I can't do nothing if you don't accept it.
You must. So this week, we saw a few movies. Unfortunately, we couldn't do Wolverine this week. I accidentally paid our public utility bill a month ahead of time, and I'm broke. So so we saw the new Star Wars movie.
Star Trek?
Star Trek, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Star Wars. Star Trek movie, and I gotta say, you know, I'm gonna try not to do any spoiler alerts here, but, you know, throughout most of the beginning of the movie, I'm just like, what the hell are they doing? And then it makes sense later. So.
I am just glad to know I am not the only one out there that got all teary-eyed at the end when Leonard Nimoy is saying space, the final frontier. I mean, I'm sitting there. You didn't see it, but I had tears running down my face.
But that's not the first time he's done it, though.
No, but I don't know why, but at that moment in that movie, I sat there and boohooed.
Well, that's going to be his, that's going to be his last one anyway.
I don't know. He doesn't seem to think so, but I don't know what it was, but I wasn't the only one that boohooed.
No, I'm
going to... Angela Cora teared up, too, so I'm happy.
Well, I'm going to equip this chess piece and hope that the bonus for having multiple pieces actually gives me better stats here, because what I have now is much better than this piece you just made for me. So let's see.
Well, what's the next piece you want?
What is this? Okay, so...
Yeah, I got kind of boohooey at the beginning, too, and those who've watched it will know why it's sort of a boohooey moment. And Lyra wants a ding. Lyra, what do you want a ding for? What did we miss?
A I didn't even see her asking for a dame.
She asked me.
Oh, send you a private tell, I see.
I'm not sure what she's dinging. Oh, 57 provisioner.
All right, let's go ahead and give her a ding. Congratulations, 57 provisioner for Lyra.
Not a Frostfell elf.
Not a Frostfell elf.
So, what am I hammering up for you next? Would you say pants?
Yeah. I'll do the pants next. And that's how many?
Five.
Five. There we go.
You know, I heard they fixed this so that it doesn't pull shards if I've got them in my bag anymore.
Oh, that's good.
Go ahead and hit accept.
I already did.
Oh. Doi. You know, I don't think not seeing Wolverine is going to be that big of a deal.
I'm hearing not so great things. Like, you know, it's a good movie if you don't know the story of Wolverine.
And if you do know the story of Wolverine, you're going to be going... Row, 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 row.
It's like, you know, if you are a Marvel Comics fan and you've read the entire Wolverine series and all the X-Men and stuff like that, you're going to be like, what the hell are they doing? No! Oh, wait a minute. I got to put on my geek voice. What the hell are they doing? He doesn't... Oh, they're not brother. No! You know, Wolverine,
yeah.
Also not a Frostfell elf.
Definitely. So I'm sitting here pantsing you. You know that, don't you?
Exactly. You gotta love Hoopy from the Legion of Kithagor. Everything is makes for a good time for an ale.
He logged on specially the day I got my bow and came in and toasted me, and then took off. I had to come in here and share a Buno. It was great. It was cool.
Okay, let's put these leggings on. There we go. My stats getting any better? Because I'm not impressed so far.
Oh, come on. What the heck are you wearing?
Pretty damn good stuff, actually. Like I said, I couldn't buy anything better. This is what... Okay, let me link this on the OGR channel. This is what I had... And this is what you just made me.
What did you have?
There we go. Links of the Dragon Slayer
compared to Marauder Chain Leggings.
Mm-hmm. Much higher mitigation, much higher agility.
Your strength
but
is higher.
But of course, you know, the stats are a little bit better with the attack speed, the melee crit, and the range crit.
You will notice that this is going to be the thing.
Mm.
The extras that are added on are going to change. Okay. Now, how much do you got left?
I have four left, and what were we going to do? Four left.
I can do you. You don't have gloves?
I have the gloves. We need to do the boots.
Okay, we could do the boots.
Okay.
And all you need is the helm after this. But you should have a bonus at this point with these pieces.
Yeah, I do. It's a plus to stamina or something like that.
I mean, the only way to show you is we'll go out and go hunting, and you will see there's going to be a difference.
Mm-hmm. Ooh, and it applies Deathly Life Tap, which means they'll start healing me, so healing's always good.
I'm just not sure why you went with Marauder instead of...
That's what Skyheart made me.
I don't remember what I had before what I've got, but, you know, I've made my pieces, so I'm not sure. I thought I made my pieces.
I don't know.
These are all unknowns in my book, unless it got reset or something.
Domino's talking about octopuses with Frostfell hats.
I'm not going there. Frozen calamari.
Frost whale squid. Oh, God.
So what else do you got on the notes?
Well, let me see here. Topics for tonight. Chalcis. We already talked about my epic. We've announced Delmon's birthday. winners of the NORAS Timeless Heroes Contest will be made on the 15th.
That's what the board says.
Yep, so this Friday we will know who won the contest. And good luck to everyone.
And you know what we missed this last week after we announced it last week?
Yeah, we missed the makeup AB party. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Well,
I'm just curious, if anybody did go, did the server crash again?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I'm sure this is going to make one hell of a difference in my damage and stuff like that.
Well, it's going to protect you better, too. Mm-hmm. I mean, you still can't go toe-to-toe with some of this stuff, but, you know. Roane's saying it was fun and they didn't crash, and we really missed it this time, so... I'm sorry, I totally forgot. I was probably off playing Free Realms.
Damn you and your Free Realms.
Hey, I'm having a good time there.
You're corrupting everyone else.
I know I am. I mean, our guild hall's been kind of empty lately, and I think a lot of them have gone off to play Free Realms. I did an archery archer guide on my blog that will take you from the beginning on who do you need to go see and where you need to go find him. And show you the different steps of the quest and what I did to get to level 20 and stuff.
Yep.
If you want.
And of course, that's at elquinjenna.kithacore.org. Or if you can't spell Elquinjenna, you can just go to kithacore.org, click on discussions, and click Elquinjenna's blog.
And then, of course, thebrass.com. That's thebrass with an E.com. Has a lot of guides going on over there.
Mm-hmm.
Shiver. Shiver just dinged.
Oh, Shiver dinged the big one.
He did the big one.
Shiver just dinged level 80 wizard. Congratulations to Shiver. Everyone pelt Shiver with snowballs. So congratulations to Shiver, who is now a level 80 wizard. Because he's an XR wizard.
And then Teresa Trueflight has guides. They're all posted on the Free Realms forums. There's a listing of guides for Free Realms there. If you're looking for how to get started as a miner or whatever, just go there.
Mm-hmm.
She's got a lot of good guides going on. I mean, most of them are pretty... self-explanatory. You find them right off the bat, like Brawler,
mm-hmm.
and Cook, and a couple other ones. But yeah, like where do you go to find the ninja one? And who do you talk to for the warrior one? And how do you get started as a postman? You know, that sort of stuff.
Right.
Those guides come in handy.
Well, I can tell you from experience that becoming a postal worker is not easy. I don't really work for the post office, but you know what I mean.
Hey, you get to have little wings on your feet as a postman.
Oh, yeah?
I haven't started that. I went from going through the entire archery thing so I could get the guide done. And and I've just been tinkering around with the miner stuff and doing the little mini games for harvesting ore and stuff. I like that. Right. I can hop on there before I go to work and, you know, play a few little mini games.
Mm-hmm.
So...
damn you and your Free Realms taking people away from EverQuest.
They'll all come back. I don't know how some people are doing it. There's some people that are maxing out all the jobs. I just don't understand it.
Because I have no life, dear.
Well, some of them you can get done in like a day or so. Like I'm a level 16 or something minor, and I just started that over the weekend in between everything else. Mm-hmm. Just dinking around. So... I don't know. You should. I know you won't try it, but it's fun.
Just, no, I've been looking over your shoulder. No, it's just not for me.
Yeah, it's not for you.
Nope.
So what else is in the show notes?
That's about it.
That's it? Shake it.
That's all you had for show notes.
You're kidding.
Let's see here, I think so. That's about it. That's all you had for notes. Of course, I can always make a side note about the Star Trek movie. let's see what the hell's his name. Zachary Quinto, who plays Siler on Heroes, and did Spock on the new Star Trek movie. I thought he did an excellent job as being Spock, actually.
Oh, I think so, too. And I think whoever the person they got to do Bones, I should know his name.
Oh, yeah.
He is spot on. And then the guy from Shaun of the Dead was great as Scotty.
Oh, yes. But the guy that played Spock can't actually do the Vulcan salute. I'm reading something here on Yahoo Buzz. They actually glued his fingers together.
Are you serious? He can't do that?
He can't do it. They actually use some sort of adhesive between his first and second and third and fourth fingers so he could open his hand and do the Vulcan salute for that one scene in the movie.
I think if he practiced it, he probably could.
Maybe. I've never been able to do it on my right hand. I can do it on my left, though.
I can do it automatically with both hands. I can double Vulcan you.
My God. She's talking about double Vulcaning me. On live broadcast.
Oh, you'd like it, baby.
Vulk me, baby, one more time.
Oh, guess what?
What?
Guess who else is watching Krogmandoon?
Who is watching Krogmandoon?
Brenlo.
I like that show.
I do too. He likes it also.
Krogmandoon and the Flaming Sword of Fire.
Is it over with? I mean, it was only four shows, right? We gotta wait a while for the next set, right?
I think they're in the process of making more.
I hope so. I love it. It's just so wrong. Well,
apparently Akisha has dinged to a level 77 assassin. So congratulations, Akisha. Although she's in the Knights of Freeport, so, you know, who cares?
Aren't we going to have them on next week?
Next week! Next week, we will have the top officers from the Knights of Freeport. From the Antonia Mail server, the evil, nasty Knights of Freeport. They will come on here and they will talk about, and this will be the topic for next week, being an evil bastard in the service of the Overlord. So that will be the topic for next week. Being an evil bastard in service to the Overlord.
Evil bastards.
And they are. I've seen them in action.
You have?
I have.
I live down the street from them, actually. Supposedly. That's where one of my magical house doors are at.
Oh, I live right across from them as well. You know, I was talking to Akesha earlier today. It's like, what would happen if the Knights of Freeport go into the Jade Tiger Inn and see Jethel sitting there enjoying a drink? And she's like, well, they'd ask him for his papers. Well, okay, here you go. Jethel's been, according to my roleplay lore, Jethel has been a citizen of Freeport for 700 years. That's how long he's held the lease for that room at the Jade Tiger. So there you go. What are you going to do now, huh, bitch? Of course, the trick to that is he can't tell them, well, I have papers here for Freeport, for Nariak, for Kinos, because that would look suspicious. But yeah, I have not done Gorowin yet. But Jethel will have a house in every city. Akesha is saying, that doesn't mean you're still not a traitor to the Overlord. Yeah, prove it.
What, are you getting in bed with the Overlord now?
No. But I'm just like, you know, prove it. What have I done?
Yeah, but you're not buddy-buddy with him either.
No one's buddy-buddy with the Overlord. Yeah, yeah, strength and unity, my ass, Akesha. It's more like strength with your buddies backing you up, but one-on-one, you're a bunch of peon little bastards. And I will say that to their face next week on the Jethel Silverwing Show, and be promptly arrested after the show.
Jeez. Don't expect me to bail you out.
Yeah, as if anyone needs to bail out Jethel.
Okay, fine. Fine. Fine.
Abaja, from the Antonio Bale server, says, Lucan is a puppy-kicking nose-picker. Well, okay then.
I just think he's a cross-dresser.
Well,
We've got proof he's a cross-dresser.
We have proof he's a cross-dresser. I mean, he appeared in one of our videos in a dress.
Yep. He looked damn good from behind until he turned around. Then it was like, oh. Okay. Now you got them all going. They're all going strength and unity. Unity and Lucan.
Wait a minute. I did that wrong.
See, that would should probably hail me as a hero over there. You know that?
Why is that?
Because it was my belittling him as a stable boy that made him what he is today.
Hey, now. Just wait one moment there, little missy.
See?
Yeah, it's true. We have proof. We have it on tape. Elgin Jenna went back in time and turned Lucan the lowly stable boy into Lucan Dallaire the mighty overlord.
Set him on his path.
I do like Delmon's response there. Strength and nudity. I like that.
And that's a whole lot better.
I agree. All of the Legion of Kithagor, go into the OGR channel. It's like, strength and nudity.
Well, it saves on, you know, dishwashing soap and the wear and tear on your washing and your dryer. And,
of course.
Your clothes last longer and, you know.
It is funny, though. Strength and nudity.
Isn't that the wood elf cry?
I think so.
Tastefully done nudity. So we gotta go out and get worm meat for you.
Yep. 25 worm meat.
Now you can give your new suit a try, too.
Yes.
I think you're going to feel better.
Well, I'll see how it goes. I'm hoping so, anyway. I have hope.
Yes. So how many, when are we going to start our own fanfare countdown? Next month?
I suppose.
Okay.
I got to start working on those CDs, I suppose. Just so I can
get
it done.
And I gotta finish the flag. I gotta sew it.
Oh, that's still undone? I thought you'd already done that.
No. I will do it. I mean, it's all pinned together. I just need to sew it.
I thought you had already finished it.
No, not yet. And we need a stand. You know, I was thinking one of those little portable music thing stands.
How are we going to get that on the airplane?
Well, you got any better ideas?
We'll think of some.
We will think of something.
And we need to get cord.
Cords of wood?
No. You know, to tie to the ends of the thing and, you know, hold it up there. Unless you're going to walk around holding the banner out with both hands. I mean, you know.
So what are you doing?
I'm standing in the guild hall still.
I'm killing void-touched infiltrators.
Where?
What do you mean, where? Where else are you going to find them?
I don't know.
I'm doing the daily.
Oh, that. Need to get you out to Skyfire.
What for? Oh, to do the
worms. Worms.
Yeah, I know. Worms. After the show.
Worms.
Going to Skyfire is not that hard.
Hoopy says he can try to find one and bring it. He says he's driving there.
Ah.
You ever seen one of those fold-up music stands? You know? It folds real small. Mm. And you fold it. Figure we use part of that to hold the banner up with. Modified. We still got to figure out how to get the banner there. Maybe if Hoopy's driving, we'll just send it to him.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea.
Hoopy, the bearer of the banner.
Be the flag boy. The flag elf.
We'll have to check about that. Because I'm not certain how we'd get that on the... Oh, it's so bad anywhere. You can't even put it in your luggage, you know?
But it could be construed as a weapon.
Yeah, we could take that out with the dowel and beat somebody over the head with it.
Exactly.
Just look for the banner in the nearest bar.
Yeah.
So why don't we take a music break?
Yeah, sounds like a good idea.
Okay.
We've already run through all of our notes anyway. So.
Sorry.
That's all right. All right, folks, we're going to be back in about 15 or so. And... Okay, and we're back.
Compared to being front?
And grooving side to side.
I knew that was going to happen.
Yeah. Well, I'm done with my shard run for the day.
I already haven't even done that. I need to go do it.
Yes. Yes, you do.
I need one more to finish off my True Shot jewelry.
Ah. Well, all right then. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time once more for Where in Norrath is Cheesy Nibble Bun?
Yeah!
Is he creeping around Freeport, Kelethan, or he knows? A stabby freak for Tonga that everybody knows. Bail thin inside your backpacks and run off with your cheese. Tell me where in Norrath is
Cheese and Nibble Buns.
Okay, it's time once more to find out just where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns. You know how it goes, folks. Gotta ask the questions, gotta find out where he is. Let's try to narrow it down by continent and the city. He is somewhere that can be found on a map. So let's go ahead and start the questions there in the guck.ogr channel, and we'll see if who is going to win an OGR podcast t-shirt this week.
What?
A podcast t-shirt.
Yeah, but not OG.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm Sony Online podcast t-shirt with the
hamster.
What
would you do without me?
I don't know. Okay, let's see. Leroy wants to know if he's in Everstorm. He is not in Everstorm. He is not in Lava Frost. He is not in in Keyport. He is not in Freenos. Freenos. Oh, God. Okay. Can he see water? Not currently, no. He cannot see water. And if you've won before, it's okay. Go ahead and play. I know last week we barely had anyone playing until I told everyone to go ahead. So if you've already won, you know, go ahead. It's fine. We have prizes now. Are there ghosts nearby? No. No, there are no ghosts nearby. I do not give hints. Is he somewhere where cubes live?
No.
No, no cubes. No cubes as far as the eye can see. Come on, folks. Got to find some questions here. Where in Norrath is Cheez-It Nibble Buns?
Can he see trees? No. Not where he's at.
No, not where he's at. No. Let's see. Is he
on Delir?
I don't know. Is he on Delir? Let me see here.
He is not in a cave. He can't see any mountains.
No, he is not on Delir. No mountains. He's not on Kunark. You know what someone pointed out that I noticed on one of the sites that I visit?
What?
The swine flu virus, actually, you know, under a microscope, looks just like Azerath.
I saw that.
Is he on Faedwir? No, he's not on Faedwir. Is he in a building? He is in a building, but the question is, where is he in this building? Are there mushrooms? I'm assuming you mean mushroom people, or just are you talking about just the giant mushrooms?
No.
Either way, I believe it's no. Is he in a city?
No.
Well, technically.
No.
No?
That is not a city.
It's not?
City as like, you know, Kinos and Freeport. No.
It is not a player city. It is not a player city. No mushrooms that I know about.
Come on, guys. Don't give up.
Maybe I ought to start giving hints. Are there multiple buildings nearby? No. Is it dark and dreary? No, it's not dark and dreary. And no, he's not on Antonica. No, he's not in the forest ruins. Not in Antonica. Not in a dark and dreary place. He is in a lone building.
He's not in Celebes.
I don't think we could possibly get him to Celebes.
We could.
I don't know. We get him down to Nogafin.
We could get him into Celebes. There's a couple areas in there that we could have gotten him to.
True.
Not in the short amount of time I had to use. He's not in the Sunken City.
He's not on Mara.
Come on, guys. You're making Lyra do all the work.
Shannon just sent me a tell asking if I'm in the Sinking Sands. He is not in the Sinking Sands. He's not in the Mops. There's no such thing as the Mops of Akisha. He's not on the moon. That's not possible. Okay, Sirius is getting very, very warm. He's in the vicinity of Rivervale. But where?
More or less.
Where in Rivervale is Cheez-It Nibble Buns?
And Lyra's won it. He is in the Fool's Gold.
Didn't she win last week, though?
No, she didn't win last week.
Okay.
So, Lyra's won it. He's in the Fool's Gold. Lyra, please send Jethel an in-game mail with your mailing address, because I did not keep any of the addresses. So send me an in-game mail with your actual mailing address and the size of t-shirt that you would like. And I'm going to camp back to Jethel.
Yep, you better get out of here to Skyfire. My mouth dropped open. The first sperm with teeth I killed, it was like, wham, 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 dead. Oh, nice. God.
Well, now that you have your mythical, yeah.
Thing doesn't even come close. It's like, oh my, it's a bazooka Kithacore, let me tell you. But I should comment about that. Anybody's read my blog or seen my post on the forums. Something was uttered to me right after I got it, and it sort of, well, even before I got it. And it brought really bad memories back of the stuff that Rangers had to go through in EverQuest 1 as far as their choice of epic weapon.
I really don't get that, though, because in EQ1, I'm sorry, we have a one sword that slows your target's attack rate and the other one that speeds up yours. That rocks.
Yeah, I know, but we were still told that it was crap.
Well, tough. They were just jealous because we had the coolest looking one.
Yeah, we did.
Two swords with lightning shooting up the hilts. Oh, yeah.
But it was just something I didn't really want to hear.
Yeah.
It wasn't good. It depressed me.
Yeah, you got your epic and everyone's celebrating and someone just comes out and says, it sucks.
More or less, yeah. And I promise I will not attack any developers.
But my message...
I don't want anybody freaking out.
But my message to whoever it was that told Elquin that her epic sucks, you suck.
I'm out here doing just insane amount. I mean, these things are dropping before they even get close to me.
Oh, let me switch my music here. We still have the Cheez-It music going on.
The domino's hiding. I don't know why.
Maybe she had something to do with it. I don't know.
I will say that VS... I was so excited when we got VS that I screamed. It was the biggest It was the biggest stumbling block for me. Nobody wants to do VS. It is a very intensive... It's not a hard fight. It's an intensive fight. It needs everybody on their toes, following direction. You've got to watch a lot of stuff. You got to make sure you're not doing this, and you are doing this, and a lot of people just hate it. They would rather do the Overking than the VS. And like I wrote in my blog, I was more excited at the fact that we got VS than my response when we got the last two dragons in VP down, which is another thing. The third wing in VP. Is the last part of the Rangers or the Scouts, I believe. Well, at least the Rangers. I think the Scouts break up a little differently at the end. But not a lot of people go to the third wing. But I wasn't really concerned because a lot of people do a lot of the VP anyway. Figured my chance, if I could just get VS down, my chances of getting to the VP were fine. It was possible. And I just don't understand why VP, if I VS... is so much of a PETA.
I don't know.
And I don't think they need to make it easy or anything, but maybe some other incentive that would want people would want to go do it more. I don't know. Just something. Because honestly, I was beginning to give up hope on ever getting into VS, because just nobody wanted to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. And it's sort of like people take pity on the Ranger on the Scout classes and finally go do VS. You know?
Yeah. Oh, VS was still a pain in the ass in EQ1, but, you know, that was more along the lines of him sucking he was, up your mana.
Well, yeah, but he was still doable.
Yeah.
We did him lots of times, at level and above. I think it was just Chrom, Chrom Battleaxe, me, and a healer, and that was it. And the person that needed it, you know, and that was it. We'd just go in and do them. I just don't understand why there's always got to be some really nasty stumbling block. I don't know if other classes have a nasty stumbling block in their line or not.
Probably not. They're just picking on the damn Rangers.
That's what I feel. But I think they made up for it because this is one really kick-ass nasty bow.
Well, you know, it's called the epic weapon. I mean, it's not called a really easy-to-get weapon. You know what I mean.
I can see why. I mean, you know, Nashers. When I used to do the Nashers out here in Skyfire, you know, I would get them to me, but they would still be alive. And I'd finish them off up close. These guys are dropping before they even get close to me. A few well-placed arrows, and doof, he's dead. You know? See? And I just finished off that writ. Mm-hmm. I like killing sperm with teeth. Did I tell you that?
Yeah, they're called Nashers.
No, they're not. They're sperm with teeth. And you know where they come from.
A giant sack somewhere?
No! Anytime a troll masturbates, the sperm with teeth is born.
Oh, God.
You know that? This started back in EverQuest with me, okay? In my group.
Yeah, I kind of figured that.
Well, we had a troll Shadow Knight with us, Moto. And we would do that one zone off of in Kunark. It wasn't the Burning Woods. It was another one. Darn it. Daenerys? No, we'd do Daenerys, I believe.
Oh.
Daenerys?
Never heard of it.
Oh, jeez. And there's these passages, and you can't see where you're going, and there's always these things with sperm with teeth around every corner. You could hear them. You could absolutely just hear them. And we used to kid Moto he needs to quit doing what he's doing because he's making too many of them for us to fight. This is the same Moto I'd walk into come into a zone and start emoting that I could smell him from the other side.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, it's what we did. We had fun. See, somebody remembers Moto.
Oh,
Moto, Barzak.
Well, I only remember Moto because of his name, because I grew up in Rivervale, of course, hunting in Misty Thicket. I used to go back to kill Moto, the goblin.
Ah.
So one day I'm tracking down what I thought was Moto, but I misspelled, I misread it, and I'm like, wait a minute, what the hell is Moto doing all the way out on this side of the zone? And come to find out, it's a freaking troll.
He tracks Moto down. Yeah. Oh my god. Oh, that was some of the best times I ever had. We'd Moto, Barzak, they were both Shadow Knights. Barzak was a Iskar and Moto was of course a troll, and we'd go to Burning Woods and they would get me on get me pulling. This is back when Harmony was a group sort of passive spell, you cast Harmony everybody kind of relaxed, and you could pull single mobs that way. And I would just start chain pulling. I'd run out and get one and bring it back and dump it on them, and they'd start fighting it, and I'd go back out and grab another one. So I'd be pulling another mob back in just as they're finishing that one off, and I'd dump that one on Moto and run back out again. Oh, that was so fun. I could pull a fly off of a giant's nose if I wanted to back then.
I loved Harmony.
I did too. It was so great because if you were running through a bunch of mobs, you're coming up to a bunch of mobs, you could cast Harmony real quick and just keep going, and they just totally ignore you.
Mm-hmm.
You could dodge stuff, I mean, that way. And then they changed Harmony to a single cast only.
And it made it more difficult.
Yeah, it wasn't as fun. I could still pull out there, but I couldn't pull as fast as I was before. They actually had to tell me to slow my butt down because I was pulling too many.
Nice.
I was like, here, have another one. Here, have another one. Oh, Quinn, stop it. But we used to have a good time. We always had a good time. Yep, two Shadow Knights and a Ranger. Tearing it up. That's why Elkin doesn't mind people of the darker side, because she feels it's not necessarily what class they are, it's what's inside that counts. And these two guys had a heart of gold, both of them.
Where'd they steal that from?
I think Nariak, but I'm not certain. But yeah, they used to get my butt out of a sling just a lot of times.
Nice.
Elkin would do something stupid.
Well, we need to announce a ding. Dalar, Legion of Kithakor, is now a 35 Warden.
Yay!
Congratulations, Dalar. There's your ding. Cheez-It got hit on.
He did.
He did.
Oh, in that halfer bar?
What?
In the halfer bar?
No.
Oh, someplace else?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, really?
Yep, little Rotonga girl came up and started nuzzling him, thought he was cute.
Oh, well, he is cute. He's just this cute little thing.
But Cheez-It doesn't know what to do. She's like,
He's got his little pixie on a string, and he's just so cute.
Mm-hmm.
He behaved himself really well when I took him out there today.
So you gotta watch it for Cheez-It because, he grew up around the Drunken Dwarf, so he'll drink.
Well, I know, but you know, I figured he would be safe there with all those halfers and stuff, and nothing could eat him. They had cheese, so, figured you'd be happy.
So I'm making my way to Skyfire, but we're not going to do anything until after the show's over, because...
I know.
I can't talk and concentrate on hunting at the same time.
All you got to do is hang on to my coattail, and I'll just, plow things out of them.
Yes, little myth, mythical epic.
I have tried not to shove this in your face.
Little myth, mythical epic. This bow I'll never see. Actually, I don't want it. I've seen the pain in the ass it was to get, and I don't think I want it.
It's hard.
I mean, I'm not sure. I'm okay now going for the for the fabled. I'm not sure it's worth it. For my hunting and stuff.
Yeah.
I just don't think
you'd have a better shot at getting that bow out of Heritage, I think.
Yeah, I have a better shot getting into a group in the Plane of Hate and getting that bow there. And it looks better, too.
That is a kick-ass bow.
That is a kick-ass looking bow, that's for sure. I gotta say, today's show has been brought to you by Zyrtec. Zyrtec works.
I am so glad I got that stuff for you. But you found a better...
Yeah, I was just gonna say... went to Costco this week. I take Zyrtec for my allergies, and it really does work. This is the best thing I've ever seen that works for my particular allergies. May not work good for you, works for me. Zyrtec, 35 pills, normally cost like $30 at your typical grocery store or something like that. I went to Costco and found that they have their own generic brand. They have their own generic brand. It has the exact same ingredients. The pills are the exact same milligrams and stuff like that. So Zyrtec, 35 pills for like $30. Costco brand pills, exact same ingredients, 365 pills for $13. Holy crap.
Big difference. Have you tried them so far? I mean, are they working?
It's only been one day, hon. I don't know. I'll know in the long run, you know, maybe in a few weeks.
Well, I do know when you first started taking them, you had an issue of them making you sleepy.
Yeah, that wore off, though.
Yeah, which I'm glad.
Now we just blame the chair.
The chair of freaking doom.
The chair of doom. You get into this chair. It's not a new chair.
No.
It's a fairly comfortable chair, but it's not a new chair by any means. You spend any time in this chair when you go to sleep. It will knock you out. How many times have you been sitting there playing, you know, EverQuest or Free Realms or whatever, and then in the next room you just hear...
Yeah, you're usually out there
because I have fallen asleep.
That's it. It's a method to my madness. I get you in the chair, you're watching TV, you get all comfy, you start snoring, I sneak off for Free Realms.
Damn you and your Free Realms. Well, I'm in Skyfire.
As soon as he starts snoring, I just head on out.
I don't know what you're talking about. You're playing Free Realms every moment of the day. I'm surprised you're in EverQuest right now.
Well, I did have it running in the background, but I got logged out. I was playing the mining game.
Free Realms and Farmtown.
I've been sort of backing off on Farmtown a little bit. Oh, I got a Nasher on me.
And Silver Mace, Legion of Kithagor, just reached level 31 Paladin. So congratulations to Silver Mace. Silver Mace. Run in here and there, put him in the face. Gummy bears. Anyway.
You may not want to come out here.
Why is that?
Oh, I got two of them on me right now, and I'm trying to kite them off me.
And from the looks of your health bar, it's not going too well.
Well, I'm getting one. I'm getting down. Okay, I'm down to one now.
Not even sure where you are. I think you're on the other side.
I'm on the other side. This is working out pretty good.
And I think Domino needs to visit, while she's visiting guild halls, she needs to visit the Legion of Kithagor Hall on the Antonia Bale server and check out the spa. We have a sauna, we have a hot tub, we got a shower area.
I think she should go see my library.
Why, do you really want her computer to crash that bad?
I don't know if Domino can handle 350 books.
350 books!
There's people out there that's got more.
Matter of fact, you want the books that I collected yesterday.
Well, when you get the one from Brenlo Bixie Bopper on your epic quest, I want it. You put it in my house before you finish the quest. Okay?
I also have the mysterious green tome. Oh, wait. This one does not say that it can be placed in the house.
It can be, I think. Wait. I know. There's three of them. There's a red one, a black one, and a green one. And I got all of them.
Now here's the name of a book.
What?
Thule is Good.
I have that one, too.
What's this one? The Founding of the Whistling Fist Clan. Where the hell did I get that?
You got that one from the Isle of Mar.
Oh, okay. That was over there the other day, and I'm just screwing around, basically.
There's a bunch of books you can get at the Isle of Mar. You don't even have to do anything. You just pick them up off the bookshelf. One's about, one about Brother Quinn, and, you know, the other monks that used to run around and
Oh, I can't wait until we get those books that we can make. We're going to redo the library.
I can't wait for those either. Those are going to be killer. Those are going to be great.
Yep. We are going to redo the library in the Legion of Kithagor. I want the members of the Legion. I'm not sure how much these books are going to cost to make, but I'd like all of our members to, you know, write down their lore, and we'll place it in the library in the Legion of Kithagor.
Probably, depending on... how fancy they are, it might take a rare, I don't know. We'll just have to wait. I don't even think they have it on the test server yet.
Oh, well. Anyway, I guess I should find you and grab onto your coattails there.
There's a lot of big nasty... The big elder worms out here will probably drop your meat better.
Meat!
That sounded so bad.
That did sound rather bad.
Come on, now, we'll get your meat dropped out here.
I gotta say, it was really pleasant the other day to actually see something that was very L-O-K happen in Guild Chat that did not happen in a long time.
What?
You and Drelzna making out.
Oh, well, that was funny.
You and another female character making out, and me and Xerath, who is a brand new member, had just joined that day, pulling up chairs and pulling out some popcorn to watch the action.
Yeah, we did it as long as we could handle it, and then we started giggling.
That was just so L-O-K. Oh, boy, I'm going to get my ass headed to me here.
What?
Oh, yeah.
Don't you have the stone that comes out to the red guy?
Shit, I keep forgetting about that. Oh, well, after I die, I'll take it.
Yep, I think I have Freeport's Citizen's Guide to Opportunity. The first version, I think.
Well, I gotta say this for my resist. I am resisting everything these guys are throwing at me.
What are you doing? Are you coming out by foot?
Yes.
You didn't viz up?
Doesn't work on the worms.
Yes, what? It works on the worms. It doesn't work on the dragon people.
Bite me.
That must be you.
With a giant train behind me? Yep. I'm not stopping to look.
Well, I'm going to get one of them.
Okay, it looks like that was the only one that hadn't run back yet, so...
That's one down.
Let me switch my... Nope, that didn't have anything I needed. Well, that's not a worm anyway. That was a...
No, that's not a worm. I'm going to get this sperm with teeth over here. These guys don't make that sound like they did in EverQuest. They made a gnashing, gnawing, growling sort of weird, funky sound. Oh, this one's got babies. Oh, I hate it when it does that. And I don't have an
area effect.
Yeah, I've got Welcome to Hellhaven too. Lyra, you need to go check out my library.
Yeah, I'm gonna go into my
Well, what happened?
I'm gonna go into my EverQuest sounds here, and I know I can get that sound that you're talking about.
Something else killed that.
I didn't do it.
Well, okay. Here we go. Here's a big, big old worm for you.
Go for it.
Library is in a magical house, and you can get to it in North Freeport. Look at that. See that? Did you see that? Huh? That just went down before it even got to us. In North Freeport, at the bottom of the Arcane Magic building. You probably do, Nicodemus. There's a couple I don't have yet. I own a magical house, that's why.
Mm-hmm. And you can choose between Freeport and Kinos.
I wanted something different. Yeah, I don't have enough bow attacks for this right this second. They're not recycled back up. So are you getting any meat yet, hon?
Got one.
Magical mystery house.
Got one.
Yep, I got the Boot Starter's Guide to Deserts of Row. You get that from a boat that's in the northern part of Ontonica, over there where the back end to... Stormhold, I believe, is. There's a boat on the beach over there. And if you click on it, that will do a quest for you. Take you to a pirate's place. And I'm not sure if there's other quests that lead up to that boat or not, but once you're there, there's takes you to another instance where there's a pirate ship and stuff, and it's like a jail area, and in that area you can find that book to Bootstarter's Guide to Row. Zupper's Guide to the Stars, I believe so. I don't have the 99-year-old port. Or wait a minute, that is the quest, isn't it? 99-year-old port is the quest. To get the Bootstarter's Guide to Row. Forgot about that. Let's go back up the road. This area is going to respawn real quick, and I don't want to be out in the middle of this field.
Oh, why not?
Because... don't want to be out in the middle of here. Up on the road's fine, but out in the middle of this field, forget it. Besides, we got more sperm with teeth and more dragons up here. This is on the way to the Red Lord out in Skyfire.
Trying to find that sound that you were talking about.
The Nasher sound.
Yes, I know.
Yeah. Oh, you. I couldn't track them in there in EQ because tracking inside for Rangers doesn't really work that great. So not you really. Have to kind of sneak around and listen. You could hear them coming. Now let's see what happens. I only got two bow strikes here. Yeah, thing came in at red. And he's biting me hard this time. Crap. Alright. I gotta wait till my bow strikes come back up.
Oh well, I can't find this anyway.
Eventually you'll find it. Yeah, you should see what my house count is. Right now, it's okay. I haven't finished decorating, so that's another thing I've got to do.
No, I don't think you can have a magic house and another house.
No. Unless it's on an alt.
Oh, yeah, like Jethel has a house in almost every city right now.
Another big worm. These big... Elder worms should have it more often for you.
Well, we will find out. Nope, not on that one.
Really? When I did this, I ended up coming out here and getting the big ones. Unless we need to go further. Why is Lyra calling me bad?
I have no idea.
Lyra, why am I bad?
Because you are.
Oh, well, yeah, I told you it's a magical house. Once you come in. See, I took the door that you can buy that will zap you back to your guild hall. And I laid that over my door in my house. So if you come in normally, you ain't leaving normally. Told you, it's a magical house. It just happens to have one of its doors attached to some place in Freeport. But I get there from the guild hall. Okay.
I'm with you.
All right, we're gonna go someplace else. I don't want to have to keep killing these drakes if I don't need them. anyway.
So what else do we have to talk about? Anything?
Just getting your meat.
Elkin's handling my meat.
Let's go the other way. We're going to go down the other path.
The question is, yes, at level 80, we can get into Nariak.
Yeah, you can viz up and... Mm-hmm. I've been in there lots of times.
I wish there was a way you can get to the bells, though. Actually, you know what? There's a little glowy thing, like, right in front of Cristano's palace. What is that?
I have no idea.
I think it's a portal of some kind, and if it is, I'd like to know how you use it.
Oh, you mean those pads on the ground? Those are little transporters, but you have to be... you have to be part of the city in order to do the quest.
Oh, I see. So you can go right to the residential area.
Yeah, you need to cammy up. I am not dragging you through all these dragons. Thank you.
No,
going over here.
Over there.
And as long as we stay away from the dragon man, unless I have to kill him, we're fine. But we're coming over here.
Akita is saying you have to be evil, but you don't have to be Nariak.
Right.
Well, I'm naughty. Well, okay. Jethel is evil. I don't think there's any bones about that. But... Yay, that's number 3. But,
I'm beating your meat.
Oh, God.
Oh, who's... running through here.
I don't know. Somebody?
Somebody.
I always feel like dragons are chasing me.
Yeah, they're chasing him, all right.
Apparently, Lyra is in your library and likes it.
Oh, good. Go to the very back. You'll like the Everfrost selection. Yeah, I figured we're going to get this one.
It must be destroyed!
These worms have no honor.
Gotta slow that one down. I'm going to pump it full of arrows. Yep. Kiting lives.
Yay.
And I'm going to sit up here and hide for a second and rest up.
you know how they have the LOL cats?
Yes.
I think we ought to start making them for Lyra. Because she's in your library reading your books.
Well, it's fine. I have a good selection.
But just think of it. We can take a screenshot of Lyra, remove the background, and put her anywhere.
I have screenshots of her, remember? She was in the...
So do I. And I even have a 3D model made of her. So I know what Lyra looks like naked. But anyway.
Cool.
We can put her in the Wizard's Tower in Kinos. I'm in your tower, stealing your spells. Whatever.
The Great Flood of Black Barrow.
So after all that killing, you've only gotten 3 pieces of meat?
4 at that point.
4.
Yeah, that last one dropped one. Nothing on that one.
I think we're going to have to move deeper.
No, it's a rare drop, hon. The fact that I have 4 right now isn't bad. I don't think, anyway.
I'm going to get rid of this ash drake.
It must be destroyed.
There's some other drakes out here I need to get for Ritz.
Anyway, it's 10 of. We're hunting worms.
Okay.
May as well just put on
some... Hunting worms. I know, but I think there's some other ones that are bigger than the elders. And they're further in.
Oh, I just got another one.
Okay. Well, cammy up your butt.
Just my butt?
Yeah, well, the whole thing. These guys will eat you out here. We're going to go find some tougher dragons. There's a bunch of dragons around VP, so we'll
okay,
go.
Okay, let's just go in Vision's P and be done with that.
No, I'm not going to go after those.
Hello, and welcome to Vision's Peak Deli. How can I help you? Yes, I'd like 25 pieces of worm meat, please. Oh, that'll be 52 copper. Thank you very much.
That would be nice, wouldn't it?
It would be.
Weathered. Can you say that three times fast? Weathered worm hide.
Weathered worm hide. What about it?
Just say it three times fast.
Weathered worm hide. Weathered worm hide. Weathered worm hide. What the hell's wrong with you?
I couldn't say it.
She sells seashells by the seashore.
You need to hide. Sorry.
There we go.
Okay.
And there we are.
That was funny last night doing your mobs. Like I told you, go tap that cat up there and then run. I don't understand why in the Epic Quest you can't be in group to see some of these mobs or trigger them.
Really? I mean, you know, it's like what I was saying, you know, last week. Who thinks of this shit? I mean, you're doing your Epic Quest. Who's going to drop group? You know, without actually seeing a spoiler?
Yeah, down in the bottom of Celibus, you're going to drop group.
I'm not going to drop freaking group. You know what I mean? I mean, you know, being the first person to do the quest, who would ever think of dropping a group in the middle of a very dangerous area in order to see something? And then yesterday, we're doing the enraged mobs. You can't spawn them unless you're out of the group. But if you're out of the group, you're dead.
Well, we were standing around making bets if you were going to make it or not.
Nope, every one of them killed me.
No. You lived on the one with the tent.
That's right, because I ran like hell.
And you beat it. So I had to pay out. I lost the bet.
Oh, you poor dear. All I gotta say is thank goodness for spoilers.
And you've got another one of those Dragon guys on you.
Dracurian.
Dracurian. Now, that's the guy you can use the Worm Slayer on.
Oh, I get an extra bonus for using it on these guys?
Yeah, they die faster if you use it on them.
That
type of guy.
Well, all right.
I don't know why it's a Worm Slayer, and from in EverQuest it was supposed to be used on the dragons.
Right.
And I'm going to get this shiny.
You and your damn shinies are going to get us all killed.
I'm being careful. It's a shiny and I want it.
And that, ladies and gentlemen, will be, without a doubt, the title of Jethel's memoirs. What the hell are you doing? You're going to get us all killed.
I haven't got you killed yet.
Yet being heard.
No, I have to hand it to you.
Dragon related, but if you read what the worm crawler says, it can only be used on Dracurian or Dracon race.
Yes.
And that's the two-legged guys. Yeah. But I don't know why. I mean, it's a worm slayer. You should be able to use it on all dragons.
Yeah, I agree.
But
hey,
you can't.
What can you do?
Well, you can, but it's not. It doesn't have any extra bonuses.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's called the Worm Slayer, and it says if dragon is draconic, not if dragon is wormish.
Wormish. Today. Today's word is boobies.
No, that was yesterday's word. Today's word was swarm.
God.
Swarm.
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 No, smirm. Smirm.
Swarm.
I have to say this. Normally, you know, a couple times during the week, I call my ex-wife to check in, see how everyone's doing. And when I call, I usually do the same thing. I buzz her about 7:30 a.m. our time, which is 11:30 their time. So when she picks up the phone, I automatically go, "Hello, this is your 11:30 sexual harassment call. Today's word is boobies." So I tried calling her, and she was Well, wait a minute. You just left a chest behind.
Huh? Well, I'm letting you open it. Anyway, finish your story and tell me, did you get meat off of that?
Yes.
Okay, yeah.
I called her up, and she was doing something. She was busy and didn't have time to talk. So, later in the day, around noontime, I sent her a text message. The word of the day is nipples. Apparently, my son had her phone at the time. And she sent me a text back, "I'm gonna kill you." My son is 17. He knows what nipples are. And other various parts of the anatomy, from what he's told me.
Takes after his old man.
Yep. He did have a character in EverQuest at one point. His name was Jethel Jr.
So, did you get any meat off of that one?
Nope, not on that one.
Really?
Wait a minute. Bert's big book of health, does that have anything to do with Ernie?
No.
Nothing to do with Ernie?
Bert's big birth...
Wait a minute.
Big book of health, I think, was from... it's from one of the quests, and I can't...
Same Bertox.
But there's a quest that you do. It was back when he first came out.
All right,
I'm going to kill the sperm. Anyway.
All right, well, it's 9 o'clock. We're rambling aimlessly here. You have anyone else shout out to?
Surgeon, for one.
Mm-hmm. Haven't seen a surgeon in a while. I talked to him last week. He said he's trying real hard to get back into the game, but things are, you know, kind of rough at work.
That and his daughter's been hogging his computer playing Free Realms.
Yeah. Ah!
What?
I've been hit.
Oh, well, sorry. What about that time?
Mm-hmm, got it.
See?
So
these ancient sky fire worms are probably the best.
Okay. Let me camo up here before we cross anything that's going to kill us here. Anyway, it's 9 o'clock. I'm going to go ahead and...
I have a shout-out for Kat in AOC and our necromancer. That's from Angela Correa.
Ah, okay. Age of Conan. Where men are men and women are topless.
I was telling Surgeon that. He was surprised.
Men are men, women are women, and fuzzy blue creatures from Alpha Centauri are fuzzy blue creatures from Alpha Centauri. Anyway, that's it for the Death of Silverwing show for this week. Mask is saying with jiggly boobs. That's okay.
Strength in nudity.
Strength in nudity! Lucan is a pansy. Anyway. All right, folks. That's it for this week. Thanks for listening in. And glad to see that Delmon made it home in one piece.
And wasn't missing this week.
Was not missing this week. It took me calling him on his cell phone to go, "Hey, maybe I ought to contact someone." No, last week we were worried. We didn't know what happened.
He was missing. He wasn't answering his phone. He wasn't home. He was like...
Yeah, I got a hold of him on Thursday, I think, last week. And he was just tied up with work. Okay, so anyway... Jethel Silverwing Show for the 12th of May, 2009. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a good night.
Well, all right. That's it for this week's episode of the Jethel Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing.
I'm the Drunken Dwarf!
And I'm Cheese and Nibble Buns!
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is D Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Al Kilholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by three badgers, two giant rats, a four-pound jar of jelly beans, package of expired Twinkies, and a small rock.
Yay, rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific, at some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, El Quinjena, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.